I feel that the characteristic of life that distinguishes it from non-living matter is that it has subjectivity in the sense you mean it. That is, the cell, in effect, observes the outside world. It has a internal description in some sense, and it can predict in some sense, and it constructs what it wants to construct in the environment. In every respect, I think, without being anthropomorphic in any way, I think I could say that the cell has a subjective description, if you like, and therefore complexity does make sense, that the complexity is not within the formalism or the description, the dynamical laws. It's in the observer, but I'm saying also that I believe that life observes in some sense, even at the most elementary level. I would almost call that my definition of life.